We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Let us just start from the second Shura. It says by Trumas Maisa, Gemara had said that the Baraisa of Chavilei Tilson is speaking about Trumas Maisa, and there it says that he's Machashiv the Shir of Trumas Maisa. So the Gemara asks, Machashev or Medida boy, you have Trumas Maisa, there's a shear, so you have to measure how much a tenth is. So the Gemara answers, Hamani Abalozab and Gimel. He designed Abalozab and Gimel Oimer, Venechshav Lachem Trumaschem, Kedogon Minagoyim. Is Bishtei Trumas Akosav Medaba. Achas Trumas Kedoylet, that is Dogon Minagoyim. Achas Trumas Maisa. Kishem shetruma gdoila niteles ba'imet u'machshove. Just like truma gdoila is nitel ba'imet, there's no inyan of measuring it. The Rishash brings down over here, it seems it's a mitzvah that it's nitel ba'imet, that one should not measure it. That's what it seems from Masechtas Trumas. U'machshove, kach trumas maisa, niteles ba'imet u'machshove. So here, the Rashba says, Pshat Nitelas Ba'imid means that is a mitzvah to be Neitel Ba'imid. Akert, he brings down that a fill according to Abalozo Ben Gimel, it's Fakert, it's a mitzvah to be Shoykel, the Trumas Maisa, to know exactly that it is a tenth. But Nitelas Ba'imid, but it's permissible. According to the Chachamim, he's not allowed to take such a gamble, to take off Trumas Maisa Ba'imid. And according to Abalozo, you're allowed to. Ubamachshove is that Kimi Machashev, the mocking, which will be Truma. Now, let us see Taisus. Kishem Shea Truma Gedoyla Nitelas. Vim Taima Matzorich Lemelev Trumas Maiser Mitruma Gedoyla de Nitla Bamachshove. Es Bishloime Ba'oimid. So the Din Oimid says by Truma Gedoyla. So we say, but the pasuk is medamed trumaschem, the truma of the Levim, trumas maisa to truma gdeila. So it's a hekesh, a wamakesh, just like truma gdeila is nitel ba'imid, this trumas maisa is also nitel ba'imid. But the machshove, it says kishem, just like truma gdeila is nitel ba'machshove, so memele, so trumas maisa is also nitel ba'machshove. Typing like the Behedik Siba Venechshav. The Venechshav says by Trumas Maisa, the Koya Trumas Maisa. Uperish Hakom, Trisa Rashi said, the Lav Dafke Nokat Machshove. That's what the Kishayim, by Machshove you don't need the Kishayim. Eloimed Dafke Nokat. So he said this Loshen, Kishem, but really you don't need the Kishem by Machshove, because the Venechshav says by Trumas Maisa. But Oydesh Loime, I love the Yotin and Trumas Maisa, Mitruma Gdoyle, if we wouldn't learn out Trumas Maisa from Truma Gdoyle, Lehayisi Oime, the Trumas Maisa, Nitelas by Machshove. I wouldn't say that Trumas Maisa is Nitel by Machshove. The Imishum Kro, the Venechshav, the Chsib Gabi Maisa, I is a posik. The posik says v'nechshav mukmin in law betruma gedoylos. I would say v'nechshav is going on truma gedoylos. It's very modern. V'nechshav lachem trumasrem kedogon. So l'chayre the posik zich is telling us about trumas meisa. The hochi koma b'Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says kol ha'toyre lemeido umelamdo. In Kol HaTorah Kula, if you have a halacha by one noisei, so it's teaching, in this case, the halacha is azoi, and it can be malamed in other cases also. Chutz mi Trumas Maisa is unique, that's, it could say a halacha by Trumas Maisa, and it's not meant for Trumas Maisa, it's meant for Trumas Gdoyla. The melamdo ve'eno lemeido. That the halacha which is mentioned by Trumas Meiser is not meant for Trumas Meiser, it's meant for Truma Gdeila. Where do you see such a thing? The mimenu tchsiv gabi Trumas Meiser, Right, ha'meisem mimenu, meisem min ha'meisa. So the mimenu, chazal, the minon nafke mukif, that b'shas yomafresh trume from the tevel, it has to be min ha'mukif. That means that the trume should be close to the thing you're being mafresh truma on. Darshinen mimenu min ha'somoch loy. But varimaisem mimenu maisem min ha'maisa. She should be mafresh maisem min ha'maisa min ha'somoch loy. And the Yerushalmi says umukmin lo betrume gdoyle debin umukif. So this varimaisem mimenu, which is speaking about trumas maisa, the Yerushalmi says this is telling us that trume gdoyle needs min ha'mukif. Avol trumas maisa midaraisa lo bein ha'mukif. Tumas Maisa, you don't need Mukif. Alma, Gabe Mimenu, so it's very unique that Tumas Maisa, even the halachas, which are mentioned by Tumas Maisa, are not intended for Tumas Maisa, it's intended for Tumas Gdoyle. So, Alma, Gabe Mimenu, Dersiv B'Maisa, Mukmina Leibe Tumas Gdoyle. So I would say, it says, so I would say, it says, but just like the Mimenu says, by Trumas Maisa, and they say, it goes on Trumas Gdoyle, so who are in Venechshav? That's why, the Baraisa to say, so how do we know that Trumas Maisa is Nitl B'machshavet? Because there's a hekish, Trumas Maisa to Trumas Gdoyle. So it's the hekish we learn it at, not also the Nechsha. So frek the Maram, so if there's a hekish, so why don't we learn out Min Hamukif also from Trumas Gdoyle? The same way we learn out Machshavet. So the Maram says there must be a drosha that teaches us that by Trumas Maisa there's no din Min Hamukif, and the Rishash brings down taka the drosha. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Gufe, Omar Rav Abohu, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish, Maisa Rishon Shekdimoi B'Shibolim, Shmoi Toivloi L'Trumas Maisa. That we had before, that even though the din tevel, you need Gmar Meloche, you need Rias Pnei Abayis, before Gmar Meloche there's no din tevel. Tis Maisa Rishen Sheikdimoi B'Shibolim, but if you Magdim, you made Maisa Rishen B'Shibolim, that means before Gmar Meloche, Shmoi Toivloi L'Trumas Maisa. So since it has a shame Maiser on it, so that makes that it's already tovel the Trumas Maisa, that it gets it in tovel the Trumas Maisa. My timer, Omar Rove, Hoyul V'yotza Olov Shem Maisa. Since it got a Shem Maisa on it, so the Shem Maisa is metabolit the Trumas Maisa. Let us see Rashi. Hoyul V'yotza Olov Shem Maisa, V'rachmona Oma, Barimaisem mimenu meiser min ha-meiser. Mishenikro meiser, as long as it has a shem meiser, his kikom litrumosoi. That means that the Torah did not make any tnoim with the harimaisem meiser min ha-meiser. As long as it has a shem meiser, so there's a chiyev to be mafresh meiser min ha-meiser. The Rashba asks, he doesn't understand the Loshon HaGemara. He asks as follows. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon Lokish, Maisha Rish Rivdim Yushibolim, Shmoi Toivloi, the Trumas Maisa. That the Shem Maisa makes a tevil for Trumas Maisa. My timer, so what is the reason? Omar Rove, Hoyu V'yotzol of Shem Maisa. So he says, that's repeating what he said before. That he said Shmoi Toivloi, since he has a Shem Maisa, becomes tevil. So he says, because you're all of Shem Maisa. So he didn't, the Gemara should have brought the Pasuk. Rashi brings the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ramaisa menu Maisa mina Maisa. So the Pasuk says that as long as it's mina Maisa, the Zachi of Haram is Maisa. So but the Loshna Gemara, he asks, it's very short. The Gemara should have brought the Pasuk. not hoil the yotzol of shemaisa. That kasha the Rashba asks. I had a shtikel ha'oreh. We had mentioned yesterday that Rab Chaim says al kaponim b'shitas Rambam that there are two inyonim, that there's gemar meloche and there's riyas pnei abayis. And so he says as follows: gemar meloche, after gemar meloche, it becomes mechuyev b'matonis. After gemar meloche, you mechuyev to give trumi, mechuyev to give maisa, etc. But it's not tevel. It's not tevel at all. When does it become tevel? When is it tevel? How after riyas pnei abayis? So lechere, our gemara is speaking about tevel. That it gets a shame tevel, because that was the whole problem. The problem was, it said by Tilson, that asur yoso is, that is metabolit, that the yevachavila Tilson shall tevel. So here it says that the Tilson is tevel. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya, that it becomes, even though it's before gemar meloche, that's the problem over, even though it's before gemar meloche, afal pikein, it gets a shame tevel. So what's the raya? The raya is, Rashi is the pasuk, raya moise mimeno maisa. The pasuk doesn't speak about tevel, the pasuk speaks about the zachi of afchoshe. So good. So the pasuk is telling us that the shame maisa is machai of afchoshe before gemar meloche. Fine. But where does it say that it's tevel? Where does it say that it's tevel? Kreisach nicht. In Parshas Korach, in the end of the Parsha, it says, Leisisu olav chayt barimchem eschel boi mimenu. So there, that pasuk says that you won't have a chayt if you'll be matrish. That's speaking about Trumas Maisa. So it would seem from this pasuk that here the chiyav harome is not. So here it seems the chiyav harome is machayev is shapsad in tevel. I don't know if this is a true teretz, but kaponim nachsemel sabshtikol haore. According to the Rab Chaim says in the Shita Saramba. Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish Maaser Rishon Shekdimai B'Shibolim Potter Mitrume Gdoyle. Rish Lokish said if they were Mafrish Maaser Rishon before they were Mafrish Trume Gdoyle. It mentioned yesterday that be'emerson, the seder is, let's say a person has 100 units of tfuah. So first he should be mafresh 2 units for truma gedoyla. And then he should be mafresh 9.8 units for maaser rishon. That's the normal seder. Rish Lakish said, maaser rishon shehigdimoy b'shibolim. What is the din if it was higdimoy b'shibolim? That means that they first took off 10 units, not 9.8 units. They took off 10 units and they gave it first to the Levi. Shigdimi b'shibolim, potter mitrume gedoyla. So you don't have to be mafresh trume gedoyla from these 10 units. That theoretically 1.2 units belongs from these 10 units belongs to the kohen. No, it's potter mitrume gedoyla. Shenema varimoisem mimenu trumas Hashem maiser min ha-maiser. Which truma do you have to be mafresh from the maiser rishain? Maiser min ha-maiser. Radik, maiser, which truma you have to be mafresh? Maiser min ha-maiser. Maiser min ha-maiser omarti lecho v'loy truma gedoyla o trumas maiser min ha-maiser. You don't have to be mafresh, trume gdoyla, and maisa mina maisa. Omalei Rav Pope labaye. So Rav Pope is tabaye ichochi, so he had this posse. So it's telling us that if you were mafresh, maisa rishin, before trume gdoyla, you don't have to be mafresh anymore, trume gdoyla. Ichochi afilu higdimai bekri nami. So if it was Magdamit Bekri, that means if the Levi, after the Gemar Meloche, the Levi, after Gemar Meloche, the Levi took Maisa, so also should be the same thing. That you should not mechuyev to give to Magdala. Amalei alech amakra mikel matnei seichem torimu eskol trumas Hashem. Now, this is a different pasuk. Here there's a pasuk that says from the maiserishin you have to give kol trumas Hashem. That means this pasuk says you have to be mafresh sai trumas gdoile and sai trumas mais. Frek the gemore umarois. How do you know to say that but after the Hikdimi Bekri is Azoi, and Hikdimi Beshibolim is Azoi. So the Gemara answers, I idgan v'hai la idgan. Let us see Rashi. Potter mi truma gdoilo, shahoyo loy lekoin liter truma gdoilo trilo. The Kohen should have taken Truma Gdoila Trilo. Shreiku Yereishis, Valevi Achov, Meiser, Valevi Achov, Meiser. After the Kohen took Truma Gdoila, then the Levi should take Meiser. Vamashim Mishaya. So it's left over 98 units. To 98 units, he takes a tenth of that. Vizeshen Notel Meiser Trilo. Here the Levi took Maisa first from the whole 100 units. Venimtsa shalai huma truma gdoilo mi Maisa. So comes out truma gdoilo was not taken off from his Maisa. The Yisrael la yiten lekoin, and the Yisrael will only give the koin al echad mechamishim b'mashashia. The Yisrael only gives from what is left over. Nimtsa koin mapsit, that the koin is mapsit. Is Potter HaLevi Mitruma Gedoilo Sheba Maisel Zeh. So the Levi is Potter. Shenema Varimoisem Mimeno Trumas Hashem. Upirish Umahi HaTrume Maisel Mina Maisel. Yeah. So the Levi is Potter. Birchas Avrom is Moire. I mean, Rashi puts down the shayla as a choshen mishpatike shayla. That means that if the seder would have been correct, so that the kohen should have taken 1/50th of the 100 units, and now he's only taking 1/50th of 90 units. Nimsa. And he's not giving Israel a yitna l'kayin nach mechmishim asher shayla. Nimsa kohen mavzit. Potter Levi mitrum gdoilus meiser zeh shenema. So he's potter. So he times lecher. It's not only a choshen mishpatike kinyan. It's a yeredeide kinyan over here. That means, I mean, before you mafresh truma gdoila from the tvuah, it's tevel. I mean, why does Rashi put it dafke in the light of shoyulei lekoyin litel? He should have taken, and he's losing. It's not only choshen mishpat over here. It's yira. Forget about that. I mean, there's a din that you have to be. The din is that you have to be mafresh from the whole kri truma gdoila, from that what he had taken. There was no hafrosh of truma gdoila. So why does Rashi put it afke in the tzad hefsid of the koyim? I mean, luchay is a redeid kishayla also. Anyway, let's go further. Filo hikdimai letruma bekri mishnismarech nifta levi mehaiko. Should also be potter. Alecha makro kedesh leitaymaken. It's a different pasuk. It says mikol matnei seichem tarimu eskol trumas Hashem. Ubelevim ksiv. This is also speaking about the levim. So that means mikol matnei seichem your ma'aser rishon. You have to give kol trumas Hashem. Lach ksiv kol lemeimed the whole tzad truma metelas bo yit. And you have to give the whole truma. How do you know the coal that's marbe is going akdimei bekri? Ve'idoch in the pasuk that says ma'isa min ha'ma'isa, that's it, akdimei bishabolim, eimo ipchot, let us say fakat. So the Gemara, hai idgan, akdimei bekri, kvar nasa dogo. Vigdime Bikri became Dagon already. Umishaba Lachal Dagon Chala Olav Chayves Kayim. The Siv Reish is the Goncha. Ilkach Mistavre the High Kro the Schuse the Kayim. Kro the Schuse the Kayim a Kritish Dai, because the Chayves Kayim is Chal. When it becomes a kri, if the Gemar Melochim, some Amelos, or some Mestava, if it's already chal, the Schus HaKoyim, then you can't be mafkiya, the Schus HaKoyim. Masha'enkein, if there never was a Schus HaKoyim, then you could be mafkiya, the Schus HaKoyim. We'll come back later to Rashi. Let us first see Taisus. Taisvah says, Ma rois, ay idgan vayla idgan, v'teime. Heichi asik adaite de makshe leima ipre. He says, the Gemara says, Ma rois. But what's the point for kelt? By shibolim, you mechuyif to give trume. You make gemar meloche, then you potter to give trume. The bishibolim, ye chayif. Obegdime bekri, ye potter. And then I should be potter. Imuchayim b'shibolim. If the chiyuv truma was chal already b'shibolim, even though it was mafresh ma'isa first, koshkin b'kri, shekol mash acher ken yichayim. I mean, the gemar meloche is not a sibe to be mafkia the schus koi. Memesin, Rashi said ipcha, Rashi said lomarois, aim ipcha, let's say faker. How do you know to say that the whole Ptur is b'shibolim, and is as long as it's ikdimei bekri, yichayev? Eimo, the bein chiyuv, u bein Ptur, is b'ikdimei bekri. That b'ikdimei b'kri is also a p'tur. How do you know to say that ikdimei b'kri is a chiv? Maybe there's a p'tur by ikdimei b'kri, there's a chiv by ikdimei b'kri. Shemom avad, give us a p'tur. What does that mean? Potter koidem riyas p'nei abayis. That means before there was riyas p'nei abayis, so maybe then he's potter. The chiv la'acher riyas p'nei abayis. And after the riyas p'nei abayis, then I'll be mechuyin. That means if there was Rias Pnei Abayis, and then he was Mafrish, Maisa, then you're Mechuy. Meshani Hai Idgon, Perish Bigdimei Bekri. But before Rias Pnei Abayis, it became Dogon already. You can't do Shiachayev Mikol Tzad, Shishibi Mechuy, even though there was no Rias Pnei Abayis. Now, Lachayre, according to Abchaim, we have mentioned in the Shitas HaRambam, so then this Taisvus is very understandable. That means we mentioned that two things occur. After Gmar Meloche, there's Achiv HaFroshe. But there's no Isser Tevel. After Riyas Pnei Abayis, there's an Isser Tevel. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, so maybe let us say that and perhaps this would be a shtickle mahalach to for the ha'ore of the Birchas Avrom. So the Gemara asked, maybe when the Iser Tevel was chal, when the Chiyuv Trume shaft an Iser Tevel, that means after he is Pnei Abayis, so then he takes Maiser, but it's Tevel already, it's Tevel the Trume, so then you have to Then you have to be mafresh from that to Megdala. But if he took Meiser before he is Pnei Abayi, so there was no Iser Tevel, so Memelos, so could be, he's not Mechuyib, that means that the Chiyav Afroshes Truma did not create a Iser Tevel, so could be then he's not Mechuyib to be mafresh Truma. That was the Gemara's kasha. And what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, no, as long as there was Chal Achiv Nesinas Trume, Taka, there's no Isser Tevel. You're right, there's no Isser, but there was Chal Achiv Nesinas Trume. So the Achiv Nesinas, so Mamela, so Mehechi Taisi, this Achiv should go off. He made it Maisa. But already there was Chal on this Tvue Achiv Nesinas Trume. So Mamela, so that is why he's Mechuyiv. So in Kainim Anachnu, so it could be it's very good what the Birchas Avraham is Moira. Rashi seems to be saying that Rashi speaks about Choshen Mishpat over here. Rashi doesn't speak about Yeredeya. That was a Chalon Yisrael Tevel, because there wasn't, we're speaking about Igdimoy Bekri, there's also no Yisrael Tevel. The Yisrael Tevel comes after Rias Pnei Abayis. No, the whole chilek is fakert. That is the chilek. If there was already chal achoshem mishbede kechiev to be mafresh trume, there's no yereday over here. This achoshem mishbede kechiev. So meila, that doesn't become nifke. Hayidgan v'hay lo yidgan. Now, Taisvis, Abosal Kaponim, Taisvis had a different mahalach in the Gemara. Taisus said a different mahalach in the Gemara, that the Gemara, Zich understood, you can't say Ipche, that Frisha b'shibolim, you should be chayiv, and Igdime b'kri, you should be potter. That doesn't make sense, but the Shaklo b'tayu was, Igdime b'kri, Kaidem Rias Pnei Abayis, Nigdime Bekri after Rias Pnei Abayis. That was the Shakla Vatari in the Gemara. That's how Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi Klal does not learn that Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learns the Shaila of the Gemara was that, what'll be the, maybe Fakert, maybe Nigdime Bishibolim, you'll be Chayim, and Nigdime Bekri, you'll be Potter. My Rois, Neime Ipche. So Taisus says that doesn't make sense. So I saw two mahalchim to fa'em for Rashi. The Ritva wants to fa'em for Rashi, wants to say that the Gemara's kashas, my Royce, wanted, no, he brought two psukim. What we have of the Gemara, there's one pasuk that says you should be mafresh one maisa, there's one trume, there's another pasuk that says you should be mafresh two trumis, so this is going on Igdime b'shibolim, and this is going on Igdime b'kri. So the Gemara understood that in the Psukim, you have a Gilui, that this is like this and this is like this. This is in the Psukim, my Lois. In the Psukim, maybe Fakert. Where do you see in the Psukim that this is talking about, Igdimi Bishbom, this pasuk says, Igdimi Bikriyam for the Gemara? You're right. In the Psukim, Taka, there's no Echech. The Svar is Machia. I Idgan, Bahai Lo Idgan. That's how the Ritve for Emphas Hash. I saw the Rosh Yosef for Emphas Rashi as follows. He says something very interesting. He says, you know that in order for Tvua to become a Chuyiv, B'maisres, doesn't go into the whole, he says you need two things, you need two factors. You need Gemar Meloche, and you need Rias Pnei Abayis. Both you need. So the Gemara's kasha was as follows. What'll be if you have Ikdimoy Bishibolim, and there was a Rias Pnei Abayis, or it was Ikdimoy Bekri, and there wasn't a Rias Pnei Abayis. So in these both cases, you have one Letivuse and one Lereyuse. That means that, Higdime b'shibolim, you don't have Gmar Moloch, we have Rias Pnei Abayis. The other case was, you have Gmar Moloch, and you don't have Rias Pnei Abayis. So each one has one, the Rais and the Kahaloch is, you need both. And so, the Gemara is, so my Rois, how do you know that Rias Pnei Abayis, Higdime b'shibolim, is less than the Gmar Meloche without Rias Pnei Abayis. So then it could very well be the Gemara answers the way Rav Chaim says that Brias Pnei Abayis without Gmar Moloch is Golnish mit Golnish. You don't have a Chiv and you don't have Tebel. It's nothing. Idgan, you have Gmar Moloch without Brias Pnei Abayis. So then Al Kaponim, you have a Chiv Afroshe. You don't have Tebel, but you have a Chiv Afroshe. So the Chiv Afroshe that was Chal already to the Koyin, so that makes it. That doesn't become Nifka. So Mamela, that's why he has to be Mafresh, Truma Gdoyla, and Truma Smais. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanan also, we learned a Mishnah in Maisres, HaMekalev Sa'irim. A person is Mekalev Sa'irim. We'll see this in Machlekes HaRishayinim. But he's taking, Rashi learns, he's taking off the Sa'irim from the Shibolim, from the husks, Mekalev Sa'irim, state in the Mishnah, Mekalev Achas, Achas Va'eichel. So you Mekalev each one, and you eat it. And that's permissible. You don't have to be Mafresh Maisos. The Inkolav, the Nosan, the Seich Yotei. But what is, if he's not eating one at a time, he first puts them into his other hand, and he gathers a number of sa'irim, and then he eats it one and then eats them together. Then he's chayev to be mafresh trumas for maizos. Omar Rabbi Elozo v'chein l'shabbos. So Rabbi Elozo said, you know, by Shabbos it'll also be the same day. A person is mekalev sa'irim achas achas, so that's he's not chayiv al tzosh. He's mekalev v'nosan, he's mekalev a few v'nosan l'seich yodoy, he's chayiv al tzosh. Frech de gemore, eini, how could you say you're chayiv al tzosh? For Rav mekalfele devisi kasi kasi, the wife of Rav used to be mekalef for him in Shabbos Sa'irim, kaisis full. Rabchiyah mekalef for le devisi kasi. So Mamela said, how could you say this Chilul Shabbos? Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, hamekalef Sa'irim, la'oichlom klufim chayim. He wants to eat them shelled, raw. Now that what Rashi says, raw, that's chmir, because the Rambam brings down there are six things which are keveya tvue, that it's called an achilas kva, and one has to be mafresh trumas amaisus al kaponim de rabbonon, and one of the things is shaylik ha'oir keveya ha'esh keveya. That means if one cooks the tvue, that already is called as an achilas kva. You're eating a raw sa'ire, that's called an achilas arai with his mutter. But if you're cooking it already, that falls into the category of achilas kva, and achilas kva, you're chayv to be mafresh. So mekalev sa'irem lo'ichlam klufim, he wants to eat them shelled, chayim. Bo'ichl, opotah min hamais, d'chiyai gavne, achilas aroihi, Tzachilas aloi, ubeshaloi nis malchokoi, there was no miruach, no gmar meloche, she mekalfon, now Rashi says, mekalfon mitoch shibaylish shalohem. Now, the Mikdash David wants to say, we should just hold cheshbon over here, he wants to say as follows, that this Mishneh, we had before, and Afid Gimon Amad Aleph, Amach Leikis, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, if a person is machnis chitim for malilois, is it tebel or isn't it tebel? Now, what's happening over here? So the Mikdash David wants to say as follows. We hear there, if he's machnis chitim lasis mehem ise, so it's zichanat tebel. It was himlich to make the melilas, then it becomes tebel. So Rashi says, and if you gimel amad aleph, that himlich to make it melilas, it becomes pebble. That's if he decided that all the shibolim he'll brought in will become, will be used for melilas. So then it's called that that's the gemar melach already. That means that now everything will be eaten for melilas, and so everything becomes pebble. Now, here we are speaking about, so the Magdish David wants to explain, that here we're speaking about that he was machnis di sa'irim basis mehemisa. So the vial, nothing happened. There was no, it's kolnish. It's before gemar meloche. It's kolnish in kolnish. Then he is taking a little sa'irim and he's kail of them. So he has no intentions of all to make klifa by all the seirim. The seirim is, he's back to his old intentions. The seirim is going to be, make an isa out of them. So he says as follows, a gewaldike yesod, that if a person is brought in a whole amount of tvur, and he eats a little bit, not because between you and me, that what he's eating, that's called the gemar meloch, and the achilas sa'irim, what he's eating, that is the gemar meloch of the sa'irim. There's no shayla about it. He says, but since the rive of the sa'irim were brought in l'shem ise and remained l'shem ise, so the lomdus is, it's considered I'm eating from sa'irim. Kaidim gmar melachtam. That means the meat that I eat becomes nigrar basal deroy. That's called an achilas aroy. It's not, that means bishloim, if he decided all of a sudden that all the soirim is going to eat derech klife, so then it's a new story. So then that automatically becomes a gmar melach and all the soirim. You finished with the whatever is needed to process the tvue for an achila shibolim. It was done already. So then it's called, then it's chayim betavul min ha-teira. But here it's speaking about that he's only eating a little of the sa'irim. So that's called, so you compare the sa'irim. The sa'irim is considered a chelik of the rest of the sa'irim. And the rest of the Seirim are before Gmar Meloche, because the Oymet to make an Isa out of them. So it's called, I'm eating before Gmar Meloche and Achila Saroy. So that is Pshat. So that's how he says Pshat. Upoto min ha-maisad regav Achila Saroy, u-b'shaloi nismarchu koi. It is speaking about b'shaloi nismarchu, before Miruah. So there's no Gmar Meloche. Shemikalfon mitoich shiboyle shalen, he's separating it from the shiboyle, from the husks. What is, if that was oichel achas achas? What is, if noisna lesoich yodoy, he's not eating each one separately, he's making first he's gathering together a few soirim in his hand, and then he's going to eat them. So then, ischayev b'afroshe b'maisa v'havelay kvar. So that's called already. So Rashi seems to be saying that's an achilas kvar. That means already, if you eat each one separately, that means I'm nibbling. I'm not the seirim are aimed to make is out of them, and I'm nibbling some seirim. But if you go and put them together b'yodcho, and I'm going to eat them at psazoi. A few at a time, so that already, that's called, you want to make an achilas kva, an achilas kva, chayi b'maisa, v'havalei kva, l'cheira, this is the rabono, l'kaponim, it's an achilas kva. Now what did Rabbi Lozel say? Rabbi Lozel said, v'chein l'shabbos. Ach, it's just like you differentiated. Between that, if it's nosnol l'seich yod, it's achilas kva, and you have to be mafresh. Loi nosnol l'seich yod, it's achilas aray, v'chein l'shabbos. Achas, lehavim mefarik. Eat one, that's not called mefarik till the didosh. Klache yadu, that's called klache yad. Abu mishe kibzim biyod, I have a till this dishe v'chayiv. And this is a deraisa seems from Rashi. Rashi says, Chayiv, so lechayre, that the Meshikibtzim b'yodeh have told this disha v'chayiv. The Bichas Abram asks, it's very unclear, I mean, if it's called disha kalacha yad, so what difference is there if he made a disha kalacha yad, so what's the difference if he puts it into his mouth, he puts it into his hand? There was a disha kalacha yad, so what, lechayre it would seem that the gather is as follows, we have such gedorim in Hilchus Beurer, that there's derech achile and there's derech breire. A person takes off a banana peel from the banana. He's taking pseudos mitaychoichel and he's going to eat it. That's called derech achile. That's how you eat a banana. Even though he's taking the pseudos mitaychoichel, it's not called that he's been misaken the banana and he's removing the psalus from it. That's the derech achil of a banana. He goes and he has a dish in front of him, which there are psalus and oichel, and he takes out the psalus and the oichel. That is called derech breire. That's breire. That means he has food and he's fixing up the food. So it seems there's a difference. So that is Pshat and Rashi over here. That means that if the gather of Disha is Tikkun HaMachl, I'm being misaken at the time, there's different stages of Tikkun HaMachl. There's a Tikkun HaMachl of Disha that you're being pilot, the garden from the psalus which envelops it. So that is dafke. If you forget, if you can be misaken the machel, that means you gather a few shibolim together. So this pula is not a pula of eating. This is a pula of disha. If each one you go and you put into your mouth right away, that's shalike derech disha. Shalike derech disha means that's not the union of disha. That's derech achila. That's the lechayre. I think that's pshat and Rashi. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Loza, how could you say such a thing? That the Zachilo Shabbos, if a person goes and is Mekalef Sa'erim, the Zachilo Shabbos. We learned that the wife of Rav was used to be Mekalef in Shabbos, Kasi, Moli Kaisis. So Memela, you see that, that's not Derech Disha. There's no Chiv of Disha, I mean, it's Mutter. Rav's wife did it, so it's Mutter. Yeah, mask if Lord Ababa Bamamo, yeah. Elo Yitma Asaifa Yitma. So the Gemara, so Zicha Rabbi Lozer never said his aloche on Mekalef Lusech Yoda Yishaye, if we see that the Deviso de Rab was Mekalef Lusech HaKois. So he never said it. Elo Yitma Asaifa Yitma. He said this on the safe of the Mishnah, where he was Medame, Hilchus Shabbos, the Hilchus Maisus. Sefer says, Amoilo Meliloi Shel Chitim, Menafeach Al Yad Voichel. Vinofach, Vinosan Lasei. So there, also, so the Voichel. Vinofach, that he's allowed to do this. Vinofach, Vinosan Lasei, Chekoi Chai. So the same halacha will be by Shabbos. Yeah. What does Rashi say? The oichel, the bach is a shvera bach, the man shif and the shidduk bets is learning that this is the oichel is a new thing going on. Listen, I'm oichel, I'm oichel, I'm oichel, I'm oichel, I'm oichel, I'm oichel, I'm oichel. The loy meiser, you don't have to remember, this is like the lochay lachilus arai, vaneach, menaveach al yad al yad, voichel, vim nofach, venos, and say, chaykoi, chay. Say, chayke bishule begodo, and his lap, shekerem pants, so then he's chay, vachloshes meiser. Omar Rabbi Elazar v'chein l'Shabbos. Oh, here the same halacha will apply. But by Shabbos, if you're the nafach l'sei cheka, you'll be chay. The Bichas Avram says it's very unclear what the difference is between the first case and the second case. He says, in the first case, we see klal that that's mutter. In the second case, it's chayiv. So what is the difference? So he has three tzadim. One side he has, maybe there's a difference between chitin and soirim. Maybe that's the difference. Or there's a difference between mekalef and menafeyach. Mekalef is somehow tachilu Shabbos. Mekalef, l'soich yodoi is not chilu, menafeyach is. In afkemine, ben kois v'cheik. Maybe the afkemine will be ben kois v'cheik. Seems that the Shita Mekabetzes brings from Tosfos Tataka the Chilik, that there's a difference between Cheik and Kais. Cheik is also and Kais is Mutter. That's the Shemes means from Tosfos, and he himself wants to say there's a difference between Klipe is Mutter, Melila is also. Al Kaponim, we have to understand Klal the Chilik, but the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar is only going on the Sefer. But in the Reish, there's no such thing, you're not Chai. Frag the Gemara, Maskiv lo Rab Abba Ba Mamu, V'Reish le Maisa Ein, the Shabbos Loi. So it comes that you're telling me, that in the case of the Reish, a Mekalev Sa'irim, So you're chayif by Maisa and you're potter by Shabbos. So yes, the kasha la Maisa or Shabbos loy, or me ike midi the leinian Shabbos loy havi gemal maloche, or la Maisa havi gemal maloche. How could it be like that? It's called a gemal maloche legabi Shabbos. It's not called gemal maloche legabi Maisa. Now, this Gemara is very problematic. Taisus asked this kasha on Rashi. Rashi had said, in the case of the Reisha, the reason Mekalev, the notion of Sech Yoda Yechayev, it's not on Gemara Malacha. Rashi Yechayev al Sechilas Kvar. That's what Rashi said. Samayin Shemitah Leitzah Halsinai. This kasha Taisus asks on Rashi, which is a very problematic kasha. Al kapone, maskev l'rab abba ba'amam b'vareisha l'maisein l'shabbos loy mika midi l'yishabbos loy havi g'mal malach l'mais havi g'mal malach. Maskev l'rab sheishes b'reid ravidi v'loy, the same, whatever is Hashem g'mal malach l'gabi Shabbos, is l'gabi mais is Hashem g'mal malach l'gabi Shabbos, but gronon l'maiser, the goyren of mais, which is called the g'mal malach, this name is El Grono La Maisa, Akishuim Baduluim, Shiitkesu, you take off Epsa Perach, that's the Gma Moloche, Vishaloi Pixa, if you didn't take off the Perach, Mishayamid Areimo, he makes a pile, that's the Gma Moloche. It's not Nami Gabi Tzolim, Mishayamid Areimo, so you make a pile of Betzolim, so that's the Gma Moloche, Gabi Tzolim. Vila Gabi Shabbos, Amodas Areimo, but if a person make a pile of onions in the house, I'm talking about Ma'ama, which is in the Mokim Gidulam, in the house of Mekan Arema, so there is Potter. So you see that there are different guidelines for Gemar Meloche Legabi Shabbos and Gemar Meloche Legabi Maisa. El Maisa Loch Lameima, Meleches Machsheves Osvatoir, Chanami Meleches Machsheves Osvatoir. Zot Rashi, so ומתוריס בשבץ. איזה גרונו למייסה, לאל מיני עירי בפייס, וכמה אימס הגמר מלאכתם לקובל למייסה, ושיפקסו משניתו פיקה שלהם בוקים עם פרח וראשוי, כמו שיש בתפוחים, ונויפו מאלו כשמסיידש. ושלוי פיקסוי, if he didn't take this off, משייה מדערים, או פלוימה, כמעט שלוי פיקסוי, הם מדערים מהם, כמנקרי, הוקבו, אלמה, המודס, הרימה וגמר מלאכו למייסה. Linyan Shabbos, Meshehevi, B'tzolom Lebeis, if you brought them into this house, there's no Muhammad anymore. Ain't no more the Sarema Meloche. Elamayso Chameim, Avol Gavda Lamayse Havi Meloche, Le Shabbos Le Havi Meloche, the Meleches Machsheve, She Meleches Umnes, Osvoteire, She Nismach Apar She Shabbos, Le Meleches HaMishkal, V'yakel, V'hosom Meleches Machsheve, K'sivet, Says Meleches Machsheve. Let us see Taisus. Bim kolaf benosan lesoich yodai chayv. Perish Rashi. Bim kolaf mitoich hashibolim. So you chayv b'maisa. It's talking about mitoich hashibolim. V'teim heichem mekalfe l'rav devisu kasi kasi. So l'maisa the Gemara brings out that this is mutar in Shabbos. And you're only allowed to be Meilo Melilas be'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Meilo Melilas in Shabbos. Mashmo b'Shabbos also. So how were they, as if it's talking about Mitoich HaShibolim, that's Meilo Melilas. So how is that Mutter, how are they permitted to do it? That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. The Megini Shloime wants to for Rashi, he wants to say that Moilul Melilois, he says, Rashi in Chumash says, Melilois is pshat when they're rach, kalmel, it's they're still soft. He says, when they're soft, so that is the normal procedure of taking off the husk from the kernel is through Moilul Melilois, you rub it, and that's how you take off. So there it's derech disha. So there taka it is also. Here we're speaking about a kalev sa'irim is speaking about when it is nisyabish already. So then you don't do it. You don't do it with your hands. Then a keli is normally used. So he wants to say so there taka it's mutar b'shabbos. That is what the Megidin Shleim wants to do for Kushis HaToysus. But Toysus is Chaylik and Rashi, V'yashleim Adahos HaMayri, Litloish Menashe Bolim Shum Mefarik. That's speaking about to take all out from the Shibolim, from the Husks, that's Mefarik. V'zeh Teo Dedadosh, Shuav Meloch, Och HaMayri B'shekvar Nitlishu Me'erev Shabbos Minashe Bolim. Here it's speaking about it was nitlash erev Shabbos min hashibolim that the husk were taken off. Avol oitein beklipos nachitzoin. That means after the shibolim are taken off, there is still a klipa around it after the husks were taken off. So this is lakach shori. So this is nothing to do already with dosh. That's why it's permissible. Umash peirush Rashi hochedim kolaf and noisin l'soich yodei chayiv neishu kvar. Rashi says in the chilas kvar, but loynehira de besamach mashme shetam ishum mar meloche. Oyir vehu koylef harbe biyacha b'haynu digunai. So the chiyiv is because it's mar meloche. The stipler asks on Tosfos, so it's mar meloche. After mar meloche, it's also mutarachilas aroi. You need Rias Pnei Abayis. Unless it's speaking about it wasn't the house already. Okay. It's a problem. Let's go further. Keitzad Moilu. How does one make Melila? So that is Hirashi. Keitzad Moilu. Beyond it, the Morin La'el, Moilulin Melilais. Vavadi Shini Boy, Me'uvde Dechel. Now, Rashi said, and if you'd base him at base, Meilu and Melilis, Rava said you'll have to be Meilu Melilis, so Rashi says of the Didosh Kalacha Yatu, there's also Disha Kalacha Yat, Afilu B'Shabes Lav D'Raisu, Elamid Rabon, Biyontum Legosa. So here, Rashi said, and if you'd base him at base, that it's a Disha Kalacha Yat, it's on Yosemid Rabonum, וביומטב לא יגוס. Now all of a sudden here, כיצד מוילו ביומטב, דמור אלא מוילו למבמולילס, so here Rashi goes in, ועבדי שיני בוי, מעובדי דחיל. So that's the way Pshat and Rashi is that there are two problems. Rashi and that Yud Beis, and Yud Beis was speaking about the Melocha of Disha. So Rashi says, as the Melocha of Disha, since it's a Disha Kalacha, yeah, they were Mata Beyonta. But here Rashi is speaking about Uvda Dechil. I think there's another problem over this, an Uvda Dechil. So Memela, so now the Mozesan Kates Ad Moilu. How's he permitted to be Moilu? It's fault on Uvda Dechil. So here we have different Teifan. Kates Moilu, Abayi Mishmeda Rav Yosef Oma, Chodo Achodo. Echod Achod, Rashi says, Ben Goydel Le'etzba. Ben Goydel Le'etzba. With one finger. Rabbi Ivye, Bishmei, the Rabbi Yosef Omer, Chod Atarti. Rav Omer, Kiven, the Mishani, since he's been Mishana with the fingers, it seems not with the palm of the hand, Afilo Chod Akulonam. Rashi chod atati ben goydel shtei etzbois. Keitzat minafeyach, omar avade barave, omar rav, minafeyach, mikishrei etzbois ulamaylo. Again, not with the palm, mikishrei etzbois ulamaylo. Mochro olam amarov, even the Mishani, since he's making Gashini, afilu bekula yode nami, that means he could shake his whole hand, because normally nifuach was that he was menaya from one hand to the other hand. As long as he's not doing that, so afilu he could put everything in the hand, in the palm of the hand, and just shake it very hard, and that will separate the pseilus from the oichel. Elamarabalos, menafech biyodi achas ubechol koichli. Let us see, Rashi gets in nafech damrin ele elamoch, menafech miyad liyad b'shabbos, mikishrez ba'oiso v'loi bekapoi. So he says, no, you can do it bekapoi also, if it's one yad. Ketzad moilu, taisus, perish biyontiv, who be Shabbos or Salimba, Kates and Fechel Salimim be Shabbos, and beyond the Pshach be Konim be Tamchui. Kates and Menafeich be Komar ben Kishre as Boiso. The Teime, the Le'el Oma Hamoylo Melilis Merev Shabbos, Lamoch Menafeich Meyad Liyad, Aboloi be Kinon, so Baisto is everything besides Kinon is Mutter. Shlomo the Lela v'Perish Ben Kishrei Etz Ba'Oisa v'Kinyan Tam Chedinok Mishim Yom Tov Nokid Lo. Could be that the Leib Kinyan says not because that everything till Kinyan is Mutter. Could be Miad Liyad Miz Ben Kishrei Etz Ba'Oisa v'Kinyan V'Tam Chedinok Mishim Yom Tov Nokid Lo. Zok the Mishne weiter. Beishamai Oimrim Tavlim nidoichen b'modoich shel eitz. One is permitted to grind tavlin b'modoich shel eitz in a wooden keli. And the modoich is the pestle that you go and grind the eitz with it. Whether you grind things with it, so b'modoich shel eitz is permissible. Now, modoich shel eitz means ulafuki a modoich shel even. They used to normally use a modder shel even, but this is not permitted. You have to make a small shinui with modder shel eitz. That's if you're grinding tavlim. V'hamelach, what if you want to grind salt? Bepach, so that you have to make a bigger shinui. Bepach is a kli cheres. Or be'etz ha'poro, you use mistama the etz ha'poro, which is used for a different purpose in Gansen, you grind it with that. So you have to make a bigger shinui by melach. Meisilu oimrim tavlim nidoichen kidalkon b'modeh shel even. By tavlim you don't have to make any shinui. V'hamelach b'modeh shel eitz. In melach you make a small shinui of modeh shel eitz. Let us see Rashi. Modeh hu buchne. This is the pestle. Shemakin boy kedarkoi vein tzorich elo shini zuta. You only need a small shinui. That means you don't use even, you use eitz. Havol b'melach, b'mokim shesh melach gaso. If you have thick granules of salt, b'par shel cheres yuduchena v'loi b'meducha. Oy beitz poru, kaf g'doylo, oy beitz poru. That means it's one of these two shinuim. Either use a kaf shel cheres, the melach boy shinui, b'gmor mafor shtayme, Why melach is worse than tablum. Melach b'modech shel eitz, shini boy, abosagi bahai, shini zuter. Zog the Gemara, the kula alme miyas melach boy shini. Everyone holds, say be shamay, say be silo, that melach needs a shinui. The shayla is, how large a shinui do you need? My time, what is, why is melach different than tablet? Rav Une ve Rav Chizde. Chad oma, kol hakderes kulon tzriches melach. That all tavshilin need melach. Ven kol hakderes tzrichen tablet. Not all tavshilin, not all dishes need tablet. So my mail is like this. So by melach, where were you erev yomtev? You knew you're going to need salt. Whatever you're going to make, you have to put salt in. So why didn't you prepare the salt erev yomtev? So it's an avlet. You knew you'll need salt, so you should have prepared the salt. So therefore, you have to make it with a shinui. The shal is how big a shinui. But Pavlin, he bechlal didn't know what the menu is going to be, what dishes are going to be served on Yontif. Some dishes need Pavlin, some dishes don't need Pavlin. It seems that was undecided yet, Erev Yontif. So why should he prepare Pavlin? Could very well be that he won't... He won't need this tablum whatsoever. So Mamela is not a Peshaya for not preparing the tablum before. So Mamela, so came Yontif. Now he decided he wants to make a dish which needs tablum. So, so now he's permitted to make Dicha. V'chad Oma, and another Amora said a different reason why tablum is killed than Melach. Kol ha-tablin mefigin taima. That means that if you grind the tablin before yontif, so they lose part of their tam, so it's not as tasty as if you grind it in yontif. Umelach eino mefigin taima. But salt is not mefigin taima. So then there's a tainish salt you should make yesterday. May binay, what is the difference between these two mahalchim? Ike binayu, the yoda maikdeire boy levshuli. If he knows what is going to be on the menu for yontif, so let's say if he knew that they're going to use a tavshil which needs tablin, so then tablin also have to be with a shinui. If the tam is alt mefik time, right, then tablin won't have to be with a shinui. Or else, inami b'meirike. Meirike is a tablin which is not meifik taimoi. So if the tam is alts meifik taimoi, so then meirike should have made it erev yontif. The tam is, he didn't know if he'll need it or not, and he's not mechuyev to make it yontif. So that'll be the nafkamina between these two amiroi. Let us see Rashi. Kol akdeiros, kol minei tavshol tzrichos melach. He knew it yesterday, so he should have grounded yesterday. Ven kol akdeiros tzrichon tavlon, v'odem en yideh mayala b'libi lechel moch. Who knows what he's going to think about to eat tomorrow. So there's no taina why he didn't prepare the tavlon erev yontif. The figin taimon, memirin taimon, im yeduchan me'esmal reichelay nomam, tagmin yulay pot. The yoda me'esmal ma'ikteire boy b'shul. He knows, or the nafkamin will be, if he knows what dish he's going to prepare yomtev. L'lish nekame boy shinui. According to the first lotion, you need a shinui like melach, l'lish nebasle boy shinui. Inami tablin shol meirike ike benayim, sheyesh k'teire, shemetablin oisei b'kalchum. Since it's not mefik taime, boy shinoi, lishnekame, loy boy shinoi. Let us see the top taisvus. Beis hilal oimrim tablim nidoichen b'modech shel eved. That the tablin doichen b'modech shel eved, by tablin don't make any shini whatsoever. The time of the mashma ochen, the tablin mutalo doich b'loy shinu. Mesech eshabes koma pilpalim b'kata de sakina, you have to grind it with the handle of a knife, chode chode shori, trei trei osa. So, l'chei pilpalin are also tablin. V'chitein di eshchilek b'em pilpalin le tablin, ze'enoi, de behedye koma b'tesefte, alo dohoche, Pilpulin are you ketavle? So my mail we see pilpul and tavle not the same. Bishloima the hosom mairi bishabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is speaking about Shabbos. So by Shabbos take there you have to make a shinui. The teida the shmait the hosom mairi bishabbos. The im rotzoloyim look in the goes marilanda the im the rotzoloyim beyonte the perish rach hoyeloy leforish. So memele, so they're speaking about Shabbos, so they have to make a shini vochem mayre beyonte in kain shari kedarke pafilu b'modav shel ever avol melach shel yom tzorich shinoi mel shemini de shinoi lodach oisei garim garim there you have to make a shini. Abel shlinainui ein tzorich shinui hoil vu osui bidei odo. So the Chochmas Manoyach wants to explain what Kaisvis is saying. So the Chochmas Manoyach says as follows. Efshe shehu b'loshen Ashkenaz malpinzalt bidei meyem hamulgul be'eretz Rusye shu melach hamizbashel min hamayonais hamluchim. That is cooked and miyodas hamluchim v'shoivchim b'nei odom b'tfusim, they're poured into forms the miskarish and mischaber, and that hardens up and it gets into chunks v'achibol rachel. So it's a very weak chibol v'nodach bekalis ve'enei koshe k'moy gam gar'inei melach shel yom shenas b'dei shamayim. That means the crystals of salt that come from the yam. So yitzirosam is their thick crystals, it's thick salt. So there you are breaking up the salt in smaller pieces. So there, that is also. But this chibol, it seems here the granules of salt of this shlinuni, the granules themselves are very thin granules. No, they get stuck together when you put them into these forms, but they're very easily separated. So this Taisvis says that you won't need a shinui.